Nancy Tomek with the Amherst Public Library. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you, and thanks for having us.
Well, I want to start with something, Nancy, that has been going on since the beginning of the month, and that would be the Elf on the Shelf contest, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's something that really kicks into high gear this time of year. The kids have a lot of fun with it. The parents get pretty creative. What are the details on this Elf on the Shelf contest?
Well, it started on December 1st, as you said, to just kick off the holiday season here, and there is a little elf that is transporting around our library mysteriously every day. He ends up in different places of the second floor where our youth services area is, and the children and many adults are coming in almost daily to find out where he's hiding that very day. They fill out a little entry form as to where he is located on each day, their name and phone number, in hopes that when they put it in our little can, we draw out of that on the 22nd at noon. And hopefully they win the actual Elf on a Shelf doll so that they can have fun at their own home the following Christmas.
So the contest comes to an end 1 week from today, and almost like a Where's Waldo type event, right?
Exactly. Yes.
There are some striking similarities between the Elf on the Shelf and Waldo, right?
Well, he does wear his green stripes, that's for sure. Waldo's in red, so that's the holiday spirit of it. But what is fun is that the children and adults alike are exploring all the different areas of the library because he can show up anywhere. So it's the mystery of it. We love to have them come in here looking for him, and it does encourage people to make multiple visits during the week.
Very cool stuff. Well, you guys also have a Christmas card craft event for the kids. How many kids are involved in this and what age range?
Absolutely. Any age is welcome. We have children of all ages coming and making cards for those that are special in their life. So it can be for their grandmas, grandpas, babysitters. We will help them decorate them in any way. We'll have all the crafts here with a lot of little glitter and Google eyes and things to put on their reindeer faces, and we have teen volunteers who are fabulous here at the Amherst Library, and they will be assisting any of the parents that have multiple children and want to get the kids all painted up on their fingers so that they can have lots of fun decorating their own cards.
So this is basically a workshop for the kids that want to come in and create their own Christmas cards. What kinds of things do they have at their disposal? You mentioned some finger painting was part of it. There's some glitter. What elements are all involved with this?
Oh, we have buttons and bows and glitter glue and markers and pencils and lots of different colors of ribbon. And like I said, Google eyes for any of their little reindeer faces. We do enjoy doing finger paint because most families don't allow that in their homes. It's just too messy. So we like to let them get messy here.
That's all right. You've got the space, right?
Absolutely. And we have a sink there to wash them up. It's 11 to 1 tomorrow, as you said, and it is a drop-in. So it should take anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes for those that hurry through things. So some may be here a lot longer if they love their creative side.
I was just going to say that's the best part about an event like that, because you really let the kids go in there and go nuts. And I would imagine that's got to be a lot of fun to sit there and watch those kids go to work and put those creative juices to work.
It is. And we do allow them to do it, which makes it even more special for whoever they're giving it to. They know that it was them that created it.
Nancy Tomek with the Amherst Public Library is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys are also hosting an introduction to post-crossing. So for those who aren't familiar with what post-crossing is, what is that exactly and how is this all going to work?
We just actually started this not too long ago. It is monthly here at the Amherst Library. And the post-crossing is actually an international club. And it's for adults that want to come in and use regular snail mail. Instead of online or anything dealing with the computer, they come in, they will be given a code that they put on their postcard and they mail it to address that they've been given. And once they've gone to the post office and mailed that off on their own, then they will see that they will get one in return. It's a really unique international club, and it's really picking up. We've had a few members here that return, and we've had some new ones coming also. So that is coming up on Wednesday, December 27th from 6:30 to 7:30.
So it's almost like we're rediscovering the idea of pen pals with this idea, right?
Exactly. They have no idea where their cards are going to, and they have no idea what cards they're going to be receiving, but they're from all over the world.
You mentioned, as you just said, all over the world. This is an international program. How did you guys get involved with this?
One of our coworkers here had either read up on it or had experienced a family member who was part of it and wanted to bring it to us. And we're always looking to see new ideas that we can bring to the Amherst community. And it's really interesting to watch people come just trying to find out what it's all about, and then they enjoy getting that surprise mail. So I think it'll pick up in popularity as the word gets out.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think it sounds very, very intriguing because, again, it gives you the opportunity to connect with somebody that you wouldn't normally cross paths with or connect with. I think that's perhaps the most intriguing part of that process. You mentioned that you guys are always looking for new, exciting events. And on that note, we are on the brink of a brand new year. As a matter of fact, we are, what, 16 days away from entering 2018? What kinds of new, exciting events are coming up for the library in January?
Oh, I'm so very glad you asked, because we're kicking it off right away with a new program here. It's called Canine Reading Buddies, and the first Saturday of each month, and we're, like you said, it's a new thing. We're going to try it for January, February, March. We have therapy dogs being brought in. These therapy dogs are going to be available in our children's area from 11 to 12, so starting January 6th. And the little ones can come in and read to the canine, or if they're not comfortable reading, then the handlers actually will read to the children about why the dogs have been selected for therapy. And that's wonderful. It's a very comfortable situation for the children to be in when they're reading to a dog who's not going to correct them or judge them. And it actually, nationwide, they've done studies on this, and there have been improvements up to 12% in children's readability.
Wow, up 12%. Although it makes a lot of sense. I mean, as you just laid it out, Nancy, I mean, for a kid, they'll sit there and they'll read to the dog. The dog is happy to just be there with them. It's one of the beauties of therapy dogs. And the last therapy dog I came across, he was a gigantic golden retriever. He was close to 100 pounds. His name was Jacob. I saw him at Crocker Park over the summertime, and I was amazed at how therapy dogs just don't seem to be affected by very much. They just want you to sit there, be next to them, scratch their ears and pet them, and that's the perfect environment at the library when they're next to kids.
Oh, it sure is. And like you said, larger dogs and small dogs are being used. We have, starting out, Bryn, who's an Australia cattle dog. Then we have a German Shepherd called Louie. And then on the larger side, we have a giant Schnauzer poodle mix, and that's Sasha. So she's actually, because of her breed, she's hypoallergenic, so that's good for any children that have allergies.
Very good stuff. Well, that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun for the dogs and for the kids as well. So we're certainly looking forward to that coming up close to the first of the year. Nancy, thank you so much for spending some time with us here and letting us know what's going on at the Amherst Public Library. And have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, thank you. And please encourage everyone to look at our calendars. They'll be coming out for January and have many adult programs with, of course, getting fit for the new year, yoga classes, and we even are starting new tech programs as well.
Very good stuff. We will definitely be on the lookout for that. Nancy, thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. You do the same. That's Nancy Tomek with the Amherst Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.